not only can you pay them $13,850 per year, you can also deduct that from your earnings, from your business, from your tax liability on the taxable income from your business, because it is an expense. Essentially, that money is staying in your family, paying it to your kids.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everybody? You know the drill. We're coming at you with all things personal finance on Fridays, because after all, it's not what you make, but what you keep. And we want to make your money not only work harder for you, but smarter. And that's what today's episode is about. It's about keeping as much money as we can, obviously legally, so then we can grow it for the future and we can capitalize on the power of compound interest. And so today I want to talk about two strategies. And these are for my people that have kids or are planning on having kids in the future. If this doesn't pertain to you, maybe you can skip this episode, or maybe you listen to it and share it with a friend or family member that does have kids. This is a great tax strategy and wealth building strategy for your children. The first thing is the IRS allows you to hire your children, and they allow you to pay them up to $13,850 per year tax-free. That's right. They allow you to pay each one of your children $13,850 every year, per year, tax-free under the age of 18. Say your kid starts working for you at 15 years old, 14 years old. You've got 4 to 3 years right there to pay them $13,850 per year, tax-free. So what you can then do with the money, obviously, it's they're working for you, it's their money. But it's not, this is not a contract and they're employed, right? And they can do miscellaneous tasks for you. So maybe they are doing some administrative work, maybe cleaning, social media management, just to name a few things. They're actually doing work for you. You're not just handing them $13,850 and saying, hey, thanks for the help. They're actually doing something, providing something of value, working. Then I would do with it is set up some type of investment account. Maybe put the max out a Roth IRA, self-directed Roth IRA, obviously, so you have the optionality for them to invest and maybe later down invest directly into a piece of real estate or into a real estate syndication, some type of private placement. But put it in that type of account. The remaining obviously goes in, maybe you throw it into some treasuries to get some interest while it sits waiting for to invest. And maybe one day, as you build this up, this money up, you do what I've talked about in the past, which is a great college plan, or at least my type of college plan, where you buy them an investment property, put a 15-year mortgage on it, and then within 15 years, you have a paid-off house that has most likely appreciated but hasn't. You had tenants in that property that paid down your mortgage over those 15 years. Now say you have a $300,000, $400,000 house, take that money, either sell the property or do cash out refi and take that money and pay for the college education if your child's going to go that route. That is one thing. But not only can you pay them $13,850 per year, you can also deduct that from your earnings, from your business, from your tax liability on the taxable income from your business, because it is an expense. Essentially, that money is staying in your family. You're paying it to your kids and deductible from income the business is producing. Powerful stuff. And again, wouldn't just give it to them to blow it. I would give it to them and show them the power of investing and what investing can do. So if you do this at 14, 15 years old, by the time they're 18, by the time they graduate high school, you can show what that turned into. Maybe you've invested in a piece of real estate, drive down the road, buy the property, and that's theirs. Can you imagine that? Like, I can imagine being a kid, just graduated high school, or even having graduated just up until from whatever age, 14 to 18. Driving by and be like, I own that property. That's my duplex or my fourplex or whatever it happens to be, right? That's my property. And knowing that I can have that potentially for the rest of my life. Cash flowing, appreciating, principal pay down, tax benefits, everything that comes to the real estate. So these are the strategies I want to share. It's a great way if you're a business owner, not only to reduce your tax burden, but also keep the money in your family, pay your children, not only show them fruits of your labor when you work, but also the fruits of your labor when you invest that earned hard-earned money, because it's not what you make, obviously, but what you keep. So keep putting that money to work. They're like your little soldiers, right? Going out there to battle for you every day, bring back more. If you can learn that early, oh, that's powerful, man. That is so powerful. If I had known that earlier, yeah, I'd be in a completely different place. Not complaining, not taking anything for granted. I'm so blessed where I'm at, but just imagine it. And maybe that you are listening, you were blessed with this opportunity of being taught that at a young age. But if you weren't, just imagine how different your life would be. So why not set up your children to get that invaluable education? The second thing you can do with your children is there's a gift limit. So you can give up to a certain amount per year tax-free. And currently in 2023, that amount is $17,000. So you can give $17,000 per person tax-free, right? And so you could continue to do that to your children, keep giving them that. If you were going to give money to your children, you could slowly start doing that and not be taxed. Now, obviously, this all depends what your estate looks like. If you have a large estate, this makes more sense because you're over that. And it's different per state. Some states are less, but the average is around 10 to 11 million. That is estate tax that won't be hit. Anything above that would be from a federal standpoint. Some states are different and it's much less than that. If you're married, I believe it's around 20, 22 million. Don't quote me on these numbers, but it's somewhere in that ballpark. So that's your net worth, right? That's what your estate is worth. And this helps out if you can continue to give that money every year, reduces your tax burden and you're giving that inheritance that you were going to give anyways tax-free. Then take that money and do the same thing. Some type of investment, show them the power of investing, especially at a young age, and the power of compounding over time. So that's this episode. I just wanted to share a couple of strategies, how to get your money working harder for you. And the best thing is you're keeping that in your family too. It's going to your children, tax-free, and then compounding, tax-free. Powerful thing, very powerful thing that can change lives. So everybody, thank you for tuning in. And as always, easy doesn't pay well and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so we can all create the lives of our dreams and make this world a better place. All right, I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.